very important Mishnah about Chag Zayin that we've made reference to in the past, but now we actually get to it. Zok the Mishnah. The Lezer Omer, Arbaz Vesudos Chayav and Amlecha Besukah Achad Vayom Vyachad Balayim. The Chachamim is one mechuyev to eat 14 sudas on Sukkis or dafka on Leila Yom Tov Rishon. It is only a chuyev to eat the first night of Yom Tov. This is the first machlokas Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim that the Mishnah has. And there's a second machlokas that we made reference to about Tashlumin, which we'll get back to. But let's first focus on this machlokas. It says the Gemara, my time with Rebbe Elazar, why does Rebbe Elazar hold as a chuyev to eat 14 sudas? Where did that come from? A new idea of Teishu Kein Toduru. The Pasuk says, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, we've spoken so much about this idea of Teishu Kein Toduru in terms of the Ptur Mitzdayer. Rebbe Elazar holds, there's another halacha that we learned from Teishu Kein Toduru. Madira Achas Bayom V'Achas Balayla, Avsuka Achas Bayom V'Achas Balayla. Rebbe Elazar interprets that normally a person eats two sudas a day. That's what they did at the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara. So he says, Madira achas bayom ve'achas balayla, it's normal to eat two sudas a day, once at night, once by day. So, on Sukkot as well, Rebbe Elazar says, Teishu Kein Toduru means that you have to live in a sukkah kedarko shehudar beveisa. So, the chiyuv of living in a sukkah is defined by what's normal, to do in your home. The Rabbanon Kedira. And the Rabbanon argue and they say, no, Kedira, Madiri boy ochili boy lo ochil. Afsukanami boy ochili boy lo ochil. The Chachamim argue and they say, it is true that it's normal to eat two sudas a day, but Kedira should mean that it's up to you. So just like Bedira you can choose, so too on Sukkot you should be able to choose. There shouldn't be any chiv to eat 14 sudas on Sukkot. In fact, the Gemara Yochi Afilu Leila Yom Tov Rishon Ami. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yotzadok. Nemar Kan Chamisha Asa. Nemar Chamisha Asa B'Chag Amatzes. Malahalan Leila Harishon Chova. Mikan Ve'elach Rishus. Avkan Leila Harishon Chova. Mikan Ve'elach Rishus. Says the Gemara, if Kedira Iboy Yochel Iboy Loach Asa Afilu B'Leila Yom Tov Rishon. Also, why should there be a Chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah? Says the Gemara. No, there's a Gzera Shava learned out from Matzah. Tezvav from Chag HaMatzes, just like by Matzah, there's a chiyuv to eat on the Lel HaSeder, a kezayis of Matzah, so too there's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkahs. How do you know there's a chiyuv to eat on the Lel HaSeder? V'hasim enolan, amakro, b'erev toch l'matzes, hakosu kavachoma. B'erev toch l'matzes, does there's a chiyuv to eat Matzah on the night of the Seder? So the Chachamim agree that at least on the first night of Sukkahs, there's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. Question is what the shear is, exactly how much. These are details, but the Chachamim have a shita, the Chachamim agree that there is a chiyuv to eat on the first night, but they argue and say that there is no chiyuv to eat the 14 sudas. After the first night, there's no chiyuv. Iboy ochel, iboy lo ochel. It's up to you. That's what Teishu Kein Toduru means. Yeah. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Belez and the Chacham have a machlokas, whether there's a chiyuv to eat after the first night. And it's a function of how they darshan Teishu Kein Toduru. Is it a choice or is it kedarko shu ochel b'chol? Right, kedarko shu ochel if it's not sukkas. Rishonim are very troubled by this Gemara because from the Gemara it's mashma that the Chachamim hold that one has a choice. One has a choice to eat or not to eat. Right, when it comes to Yom Tov, after the first night, we're not talking about the first night now. Talking about the 14 sudas and the rest of sukkas. The Chachamim seem to be saying that there is no chiyuv to eat for the 14 sudas because Teishu Kein Toduru tells me that you have a choice. You could do what you want. You could do what you want. So all of the Rishonim are troubled. Is that really true? Forget about the first night of Yom Tov. Yom Tov day. Is it mutter to decide that you don't want to eat on Yom Tov day? Is that really true? Did you have a choice? The Chachamim say there is no choice on the first night of Yom Tov, but on the daytime of Yom Tov or the second day of Yom Tov, there's a choice. Is there really a choice? The Gemara Bracha seems to present that it's not a choice. This is the kasha that all the Rishon Tosis over here has this, the Ran has this, and some Rishonim outside of Sukkah also have the same kasha. It's all because of the Gemara Brachas that seem to contradict our Gemara. What does the Gemara say? This is the Gemara Daf Mem Tesam and Beis and Brachas. Gemara says that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Yavo in Tefillah, then you have to go back and daven again. But if you forget Yalav Yavo in benching, then you don't have to go back. So Gemara asks, what's the difference? Benching, Vichasamaz and Tefillah, Yalav Yavo, Lechora, it's all the same, right? If there's a chiyuv to be mazgir me'ein hama'ora, if you have to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, so the halacha should be the same, bein b'tefillah, bein b'vichasamaz. So comes the Gemara in Brachas and says, no, there's a very big difference. There's a svara difference. Tefillah d'chova hu machzirin oso. Birchas mezona d'iboy ochel, iboy lo ochel, e machzirin oso. So when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there is no chiyuv to eat a suda. It's a mitzvah to eat a suda. Rosh Chodesh is a wonderful thing, but it's not an absolute obligation. So because there's no real chiyuv, an absolute chiyuv to eat, pass up for sudas Rosh Chodesh, so therefore if you forget Yalav Yavo and benching, you don't go back. But tefillah, there is a chiyuv to mention Yalav Yavo, Rosh Chodesh, and tefillah, so if you forget Yalav Yavo and tefillah, then you do have to go back. Meaning, the Gemara is saying, it's all a function of whether it's a chova. So it's a chova in tefillah, you do have to go back if you forget it. So it's not a chova in benching, it's not a chova to eat. So therefore, if you forget Yalav Yavo and benching, then you don't go back. So for the Gemara, the Mori de Gakasha, Ela Mayata Shabbos is Yom Tov Lo Sagid Lo Ochel Achanami Ditoi Hadar. But so you want to tell me Rosh Chodesh, the reason why you don't go back if you forget Yalav Yavam Benching is because it's Nochiv Rosh Chodesh Tid Asuda. Ah, but on Shabbos is Yom Tov Lo Sagid Lo Ochel, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov that you have to eat Asuda. You have to eat Pas. Achanami Ditoi Hadar. Are you trying to tell me that if you forget Yalav Yavam and Benching on Yom Tov, if you forget Ritzei and benching on Shabbos, you should have to go back? Based on your logic, that should be true. Amalei in. So the Gemara says, yeah, it happens to be true. The Amar of Shila Amarav, Ta Chozer L'Rosh. Taka true. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you forget the addition, Yalav Yavo or Ritzei, then you do have to go back. Rosh Chodesh is different because there is no Chiv in benching. There is no Chiv to eat Pas Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is a Chiv to eat Pas. Lo Sagid Lo Ochel. So therefore, you would have to go back. And then the Gemara just says that if you remember before you start the next bracha, so then there's a special bracha. But that's the basic rule that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, lo sagid lo achim. The halach is like the Gemara in brachas, lo sagid lo achim. If you forget Yalav Yavo and benching on Yom Tov, you do have to go back. If you forget Ritzei and benching on Shabbos, you do have to go back because you're mechuyev to eat. To all the Rishonim, as Kakan the Chachamim and our Gemara say, teri boy achili boy lo achil, that on Yom Tov, after the first night, the first day of Yom Tov, or the next day of Yom Tov, there's no chiyuv to eat. It's your choice. Teishu kein taduru. It's your choice. The Gemara Bracha seems to say clearly that it's not your choice. You have to eat. You have to eat at least on Yom Tov. I'm not sure Chol HaMoed if there's a chiyuv to eat, but Yom Tov, right? At least the second day of Yom Tov, or the first day of Yom Tov by day. After the night, it sounds like there really is a chiyuv. So how can the Chacham say there's no chiyuv to eat on the first day of Yom Tov, not the first night of Yom Tov? Right? There should be a chiyuv to eat. The Gemara Bracha seems to say that there's absolutely a chiyuv to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it seems to be a steer between the Gemara and Brachas and the Shita of the Chachamim, and that's the kasha that all the Rishonim ask. So let's see Tosfos. Let's see our Tosfos, how they address it. And then we'll go back to Tosfos and Brachas. Boy achil, boy lo achil. Klal says Taisus. Now Yom Tov, you don't have to eat anything. The achil chayev lechol besukkah kedemin el. If you do eat, then you chayev to eat in the sukkah, but you don't have to eat anything. Nothing. You don't really have to eat anything. You can fast on Yom Tov. Is that really true? It's a very strange lashon of Taisus. That the Chachamim's phrase means that boy achil, if you want, you can eat. Boy lo achil klal, if you want, you don't have to eat anything. Tosis doesn't mean klal. It doesn't mean that you can be misan on Yom Tov, because the Hemshech of Tosis doesn't read properly then. He says, the ochel, if you were to eat, chayev lechol besukkah, kidi amin and leil. If you do eat, then you have to eat besukkah. So if the word klal means that you don't have to eat at all, and now he's contrasting that to say that if you eat anything, it has to be besukkah, that's pashut not true. Right? If you eat anything, it has to be in sukkah? No. If you eat nachilas keva, it has to be besukkah. What's nachilas keva? More than a kebetz of pas. So it's a modern lashon in Tosfos, right? It's not iboy lo achil klal. It means that you don't have to eat. That you don't have to eat a shir sukkah, right? You don't have to eat nachilas keva. I'm not sure why he says klal. You know, he does it for the dramatic effect, but it's very confusing, because that's not what he says later. That if you do eat, if you eat nachilas keva, you chayev to eat besukkah. Yom Tov. You don't have to eat in the sukkah if you have a kezayis. If you just have an achilas arai, there's no chiyuv to eat. It's interesting. It's a little bit of an interesting lashon of Tosfos. But says Tosfos, mashma l'hocha to be Yom Tov lo havichova viboy lo ocher klal on Yom Tov. It's not a chova. If you want, you don't have to eat an achilas keva chutz milele Yom Tov rishon. So if you don't have to eat an achilas keva, or if you don't have to eat a kezayis, right? Tosis later on is going to say that if you don't fast on Yom Tov, if you can eat bisra peri, right? You don't have to eat dogon. You don't have to eat a pas necessarily, right? You can eat bisra peri. You can eat meat and fruits, right? So says Tosis, it sounds from the Gemara that you don't have to eat pas. And therefore, in Tavla, his Geshayam to Virazamaz and Tzarek Laos, if you forget Yalav Yavim Betchin, you shouldn't have to go back because there is no Chiyav to eat Pas. From our Gemara, the impression you get from the Chachamim is that you don't have to eat Pas on Yom Tov. There's no need to eat Pas on the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot. The Hadda Amina Beperik Shalosh Shachl, Shabbos Yom Tov, Lo Sagi Lei, Lo Ochil, and Toa Chozer. It's against the Gemara and Brachas there. It says that if you forget Yalav Yavo and benching on Yom Tov, you don't have to go back. If you forget Ritzay and benching on Shabbat, you do have to go back. It sounds like you really do have to eat. Lo Masukma Ela Beleli Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach Beleli Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. Taisus has an amazing chiddush. Taisus says the fact that the Gemara in Brachas says that in Tov Lo Hiskashu Yom Tov Shel Shabbos and Birchas Hamazon, you do have to go back. This is talking about a very specific case, not every Yom Tov. It's only the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot. That's it. How does he know that? From Agamar. Because from Agamar, it seems like the Chachamim hold that on the rest of the times of Yom Tov day, there's no chiyuv to eat. So how can you reconcile the two Gemaras? It must be the Gemara in Brachas is only talking about the first night of Yom Tov of Sukkot, the first night of Yom Tov of Pesach, because Yom Tov in general, it's not true. On Yom Tov in general, you don't have to eat Pas. That's a tremendous chiddush. Right, the Gemara Brachas doesn't imply that bichlal. Right, there's no discussion, there's no limitation to the first night of Pesach, the first night of Sukkot. It's just as Yom Tov Ba'alma. So it's really a pella for Tosfos to say that. And what's even more interesting is Tosfos doesn't even phrase this as a kasha. Tosfos doesn't say v'teima. It says v'hoda amina b'perek shlosha sha'achlo. That's the pshat. Right, that which it says that if you forget Yom Tov in Birchas Hamazon, you have to go back. That's only talking about the first night of Pesach, the first night of Sukkot. It's almost like he doesn't even consider this such a big kasha. In light of our Gemara, he doesn't consider it such a big kasha. He just has to interpret, right? He just has to interpret the Gemara Brachas in light of the Gemara Sukkah. What comes out, according to the Chacham, is that only on the first night of Sukkah is there a chiyuv. So that must be what the Gemara Brachas is talking about. Mardik a chiddush of Tosfos. Right? Lemaisa will come out of Tosfos that if you forget Yalav Yavo benching, except the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot, you would not have to go back. You don't have to go back. It's different than Shabbos. Because on Yom Tov, there is no chiyuv to eat a suda of Pas, except the first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach. Yeah.
That's so clear. Where do we see in Tosfos that he disregards the kasha?
No, it's not that he disregards the kasha. It's that he doesn't present it as a major kasha. He doesn't say, v'tayma. He just says, this happens to be the din, and that which the Gemara says in Brachas Fakert, that Gemara is talking about the first night. It sounds like it's not such a big kasha, according to Taisa, because if it were a big kasha, he would have dramatized it. He would have presented it as a kasha. If Taimar, how can the Chacham say what they're saying? It's not against the Gemara Brachas. He doesn't even present it as like a big stira. He just says, you know, Brachas happens to be talking about the first night. It's a big chiddush, and all the other Rishonim Taka argue with Tosfos. It's really quite an interesting idea that Tosfos doesn't point out how big a chiddush this is. Gedalia.
So, what do you say
in terms of Shavuos? Yeah, that's not the Gemara is not talking about Shavuos. Yeah, because Shavuos is like it's like a day meal, right? There's no gzera shava tezvot. It all starts with Chag Matzos. Hakasu kavu chavu b'erev tochlu matzos. And then we have Tesvav to Sukkot, but we don't have any Gzera Shabbat to Shavuos. It would come out that Shavuos night is the same as Sukkot by day. Right? There is no Chiyuv to eat Pas according to the Chachamim. Right?
It's also Dochik Tosfos that
Yom Tov doesn't even refer to all three Yom Tov, right? It's interesting. Very interesting. So Tosis is troubled, though. Another Gemara in Beit Sin, in Psachim, and other places talks about Simchas Yomtov. What do you have to do to fulfill Simchas Yomtov? The Hada Ashkan Perik based debates of a Perik Eilu Dvar, in Psachim, Gavi Yomtov, Chakel, Chetzio L'Hashem, Chetzio L'Hachem, Chetzio L'Achila, Chetzio L'Chetzio L'Beis HaMedrash, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, Tzimachlokis, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, whether Okulo L'Hashem, Okulo L'Hachem, or Chatzio L'Hashem, Chatzio L'Hachem. Yeshua says, Chatzio L'Hashem, Chatzio L'Hachem. So ask Tosis, I don't understand. Chetzio L'Achila sounds like you have a Chiyav Suda, yeah? So you have a Chiyav Suda, it's against the Gemara. So Efshev Bisru Peri, maybe he means, not pas, but he means meat and fruit. Bisru Peri, Bataka and Achanami, there's no Chiyav to eat pas. Because based on the Chacham, in our Gemara, it sounds like there's no Chiyav to eat pas, except the first night. Da'inban Birchas Hamaz, no Birchas Hamaz and Bisru Peri. L'boy Askaras Yom, there's no Yalav Yov by Bisru Peri. Avalela Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag, L'sagi B'lo Pas, Kevin D'Alfina Mechag Hamaz. Leila Yom Tov Rishon, you have to eat pas, but all the other times of Yom Tov, you don't have to eat pas. Bisru Peri is sufficient. So that's what the klal meant at the beginning of Tosis, right? Iboy ochel, iboy lo ochel, klal. What does it mean, klal? You do have to eat Bisru Peri. It means you don't have to eat pas, klal. You should have added a word, pas, klal. But you do have to eat at least Bisru Peri, because there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom. Simchas Yom. Tosis ends with a cryptic statement. Right? Rebbe Lezer, in the second part of the Mishnah, says that there's this idea of Tashlumin, that if you didn't eat, if you missed one of the Sudas, then you could be Mashlim. And the Gemara discusses that in great detail. The Lashon of the Gemara is in Mishnah, B'minyan Tagim, Yotza. So what does that mean, asked Tosis? Rebbe Lezer holds B'Shar Yomim, Mishnah, B'minyan Tagim, Yotza. What's he saying? He's contrasting Shar Yomim with Leil Yom Tov Rishon, saying that which Rebbe Lezer says that in Hishlam B'minyan Tagim you can be Yotze, the Tashlumin is for a Suda of Sukkis. So for Shar Yomim in Hishlam B'minyan Tagim Yotaka can be Yotze. What is Minyan Tagim? It's not Pas. It's something besides Pas. We had a big discussion about that. That either it's Peres or it's Bisur V'Dogim or it's Chameshes Minyan Dogon, but it's not Pas, right? Rebbe Lezer holds that you can be mashlim a suda of Yom Tov, suda of Sukkis, b'minyan tagim. The Talmud is saying, how can you be mashlim b'minyan tagim? Because minyan tagim could require sukkah, right? And your whole chiyuv is a chiyuv to do what? To eat a suda for Sukkis, but bisu peri is enough. You don't have to eat pas. So that's why he says that mashlim b'minyan tagim, you could be mashlim with peiros, because that's all that you have to do. What happens if you forgot the suda of Leil Yom Tov Rishon, according to Rebbe Lezer? Would it be enough to be mashlim b'minyan tagim? So that's what Tais is saying. Rebbe Lezer holds you be mashlim b'minyan tagim, a suda after the first night. Because a suda the first night, you have to eat pas, you got to eat bread. So you can't be mashlim b'minyan tagim. How would being mashlim b'minyan tagim help you? You're being mashlim for a suda with fruit or with, I don't know, bus of the dogim. You're not being mashlim with bread. So how is that ashlam? Mashlim, b'minyan tagim, Rebbe Lezer must hold, that's only for the other sudas, not for the first night. Because the first night, you would have to eat pas. And l'chor, you can't eat pas. Right? Because if you're eating pas on Shmini Atzeres, so how's it nikkur that you're doing the extra achila for tashlum and for sukkis? That's what the whole Gemara is going to pick up on. That you're not going to have the Suda of Pas. The Suda of Pas is for Shmini Atzeres, but aside from the Suda that you eat for Shmini Atzeres, you have to eat Minyan Tagim too. You have to eat a little Peres, something else. To be mashlim for the Suda that you missed. So Taizu just points out, that's only going to work for the extra Suda, for the 14 Sudas, but not for the first night, because the first night you need Pas. So if you need Pas the first night, then mashlim Minyan Tagim is not going to work. What emerges from Taizu is that he holds that the Chiyuv to eat Pas on Yom Tov is only the first night of Pesach, the first night of Sukkot. But the day meal of Yom Tov, there's no Chiyuv to eat pas. Yom Tov Sheni, there's no Chiyuv to eat pas. That's Tosis' shita to try to reconcile the sugya and the sukkah with the sugya and brachas. Questions? So comes Tosis in brachas and suggests a different answer. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yehuda. Yes, the kasha.
The Yalav Tes Vel Tes Amichag HaMatzis.
Yeshloima says Tanis Dachi Birusha Sheno Tzarech Lechol B'Sukim Lo Yirtze Avol B'Shvil Yomtiv Tzarech Lechol. What's Tais's answer before the Rabbi Yehuda? Tais's answer is when the Gemara Baruchas says that Lo Sagi Leid Lo Ochil B'Yomtiv, that you have to eat on Yomtiv. What does that mean? That means eating on Yomtiv B'Shvil Yomtiv. You know, there are two mechayivim for eating over here we're talking about. One is a mechayiv of Sudas Yomtiv, and the other is a mechayiv of Sukkah. So the first night of Yomtiv is a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. Right? The other days of Yomtiv, the Chachamim hold, the other times of eating of on Yomtiv, the Chachamim hold, there is no chiyuv to do what? To eat in the Sukkah. That's what the Chachamim are saying. That means that you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. But do you have to eat a bread meal for Sudas Yom Tov Avada? The Gemara in Brachas is talking about the Chiyuv of Sudas Yom Tov. The Gemara in Sukkah is talking about the Chiyuv of eating in the Sukkah. Never the twain shall meet. It happens to be that you can be Yotzi a Sudas Yom Tov in the Sukkah. You can do both, right? You can do both with the same Suda, but they're totally different Chiyuvim. The Gemara in Brachas that says that you have to eat Pas on Yom Tov, that's talking about Mitzad the Chova of Sudas Yom Tov. And that the Chachamim agree, that there's a Chiyuv of Sudas Yom Tov, not only the first night of Yom Tov of Sukkot, but even by day. All the Chachamim are saying, Kedira, Teishu Kedadu, Kedira, that there's a choice whether you want to eat or you don't want to eat, that there's no Chiyuv to eat Yom Tov day. That doesn't mean there's no Chiyuv to eat Mitzad Sudas Yom Tov. There's no Chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. There's no chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. There's only a chiyuv to eat pas. There's no chiyuv to eat pas in the Sukkah. The chiyuv to eat pas is mitzad the chiyuv of Sudas Yom Tov. So ask Tosfos, but just one second. If you have a chiyuv to eat pas mitzad the Sudas Yom Tov, then you're going to have to eat in the Sukkah anyway. So what's the chiluk? Right? The Chacham say that after the first night, you don't have to eat. Satos and Brachas is saying, oh, you don't have to eat. That means that you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. You do have to eat Mitzad Sudas Yom Tov. But if you have to eat Mitzad Sudas Yom Tov, that's an Achilas Kevas, and then you're going to be eating in the Sukkah anyway. So what did the Chachamim mean that you don't have to eat in the Sukkah? You're going to have to eat in the Sukkah. So say, Tos, this is no. There are situations, there are Hechitimtses where you'll be able to be Yotze the Chil of Sudas Yom Tov, but you're not going to be Yotze Sukkah. Tom effect is my naf geminim tzarech lechol b'shul yomtiv or b'shul sukkahs. The reality is you're gonna have to eat mitzad yomtiv and then you'll have to eat in the sukkah. You omer Rabbeinu Yehuda the naf geminik yon shiordu b'shamim v'achol chutz l'sukkah. The ashtim lechod yomtiv shaper. But then b'shul sukkah b'yomtiv rishon tzarech lachzor v'lechol b'sukkah l'achas shiiv sukkah hagishomi. The alfinan tezvav mechaga matzis. But b'shar yomim einot tzarech. Zok Rabbeinu Yehuda, you know what the chiluk is? Nafkamina is, let's say there's a Hechatimsa situation where you don't have to eat in the Sukkah, Lamarsha, it's raining. So if you don't have to eat in the Sukkah, then your Yehovah Sukkah falls away. But your Chiyuv of Sudas Yom Tov still is there. So you still have to eat a Suda in the Bayis, and the Chiddush is that Mitzad Kvod Yom Tov, Mitzad Simchas Yom Tov, you don't have to go back to the Sukkah. Mitzad Sukkah, only on the first night would you have to go back to the Sukkah. Again, Yom Tov day, if it's raining, there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. If it's raining and you are yotzi achiv a sudas Yom Tov outside the sukkah, then even if the rain stops, there's no need to go back and to eat another suda in the sukkah. The first night of Yom Tov, since there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, even if you were yotzi in the midst of sudas Yom Tov, let's say it started raining and you couldn't get the kazayas in, so you went and ate in the house. So you yotzi achiv a sudas Yom Tov in the house. If it stops raining, there's a chiyuv to go back into the sukkah. Go back into the sukkah to eat another kezayis, or to eat an achilas keva, to eat a little bit more than a kebay of pas, to be yotzei mitzvah sukkah, because there are tzvei dinim over here. There's a chiyuv of sudas yom tov, there's a chiyuv of sukkah, and you can't necessarily be yotzei a chiyuv of. You can't necessarily be yotzei, even if you've already been yotzei a chiyuv of sudas yom tov, doesn't mean you were yotzei a chiyuv of sukkah, because there are situations where Yitaka will be able to eat the sudas yom tov inside the home even on sukkahs, if it's raining. Right, so the chiddush is that once you yotzi yachiv of sudas yom tov, the chachamim hold that there's no chiyuv to go back to the sukkah except on the first night of yom tov when there's a chiyuv to actually eat the sukkah. That's the Rabbeinu Yehuda's nafkamina to explain, you know, why you'll be able to be yotzi yachiv of sudas yom tov, where you'll have a chiyuv of sudas yom tov and you won't necessarily have a chiyuv of sukkah. The Rosh echoes a similar sentiment. We'll get to the Rosh as time goes on. It's a very similar idea as Tosas and Brachas. It's fascinating. According to Tosas and Brachas, what's the answer to this theory between the Gemara Brachas and the Gemara Sukkah? The answer is Sveidinim, that there are two different chiyuv. There's a chiyuv of Sudas Yamtuv, there's a chiyuv of Sukkah. Of course the Chachamim hold there's a chiyuv to eat pas from all of the Sudas of Yamtuv. Not just the night meal, right? The night of the first night of Pesach, the first night of Sukkah. There's a chiyuv to eat pas even for the day meals of Yamtuv. Avada. But that's not a chiyuv of Sukkah. That's a chiyuv of Sudas Yamtuv. Right? That's a chiyuv of Sudas Yamtuv. The Chachamim are talking about the chiyuv of Sukkah. Teshuvah, the Torah teaches me that I only have a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah Yom Tov night, the first night of Yom Tov, but I don't have a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah by day. I might have a chiyuv to eat pas mitzad sudas Yom Tov, but that doesn't have to be in the Sukkah. So in a situation where I'm potter from eating in the Sukkah, I'll still have a chiyuv to eat pas in the bayis. This idea that when the Gemara says that you don't have to eat, it doesn't mean that you don't have to eat. It means you don't have to eat mitzad sukkahs, but you do have to eat mitzad yom tov. So this can help explain a difficult Rashi on the Mishnah. We didn't read the Rashis on the Mishnah. Rashi and the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim said that ain ladover kitzvah. There's no set amount. That there's no need to eat yudal and sudas. So what does Rashi say? Ratzalihis anos einanu zukukin lo elim yochal. If he wants to be Mis'ana on Yom Tov, we're not going to stop him. It's just if he has to eat, he has to eat inside the Sukkah. Right? There's a din that if you're going to eat, you have to eat inside the Sukkah. But there's no Chiyuv. That's what the Chacham is saying. There's no Chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. There's no Chiyuv to eat the Yudalit Sudas. If you want to be Mis'ana, you can be Mis'ana. So all the Achronim are trouble. What does that mean? When Rashi says you can fast on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov. It's a strange Rashi. It's just as strange as that lotion of klal in Taisis, that if you want, you don't have to eat at all. It's not true that you don't have to eat at all. You can't be mis'an on Yom Tov. There's an issa tainis on Yom Tov. The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, there's an issa tainis. Forget about pas. Rashi seems to be saying that there's no chiyuv to eat on Yom Tov bichlal, even bisro peri. But you can fast. How can that be? Now, Yeshua has two different answers here. His second answer is an einfal. It's a big, it's a chiddush. Interesting, the Scharfkeit. The Pnei Yeshua in the second answer suggests that maybe what Rashi has in mind is that if you want to fast at night, right? If you want to fast at night, not the first night of Yom Tov. Let's say the second night of Yom Tov, Yom Tov Shein. Right? Assuming that there's no chiyuv, that we don't say that, you know, Sheni is a suffix rishon, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the second night, also mitzad the first night. The second night of Yom Tov, right? The second night of Yom Tov, is it mutter to fast the second night of Yom Tov? Yes. Right? You don't have to eat the second night of Yom Tov. Bechlal. Right? There would be no chiyuv to eat the second night of Yom Tov mitzad sudas Yom Tov. Aye, but it's also to fast on Yom Tov. Yeah, but fasting, right? Just because you're going to fast on the second night of Yom Tov doesn't mean that you're going to fast by day. So a tainus of Lail is not a tainus. It's the tainus by day that we're talking about, that you're not allowed to fast Yom Tov. So as long as so Rashi might be saying, look, you know, if you want to fast, meaning if you don't want to have a meal the second night is part of the Yudalit Sudas. And if you don't want to have a meal the second night, that's okay. No one says that you can't be Misan. Rashi wouldn't say that according to the Chacham you can be Misan on Yom Tov. No, you would have to eat by day, because if you don't eat by day, then that'll be a tainus on Yom Tov. But if you don't want to eat at night, that's okay. Right? Because it still won't be a tainus if you eat by day. That's the Pnei Yeshua's second shot. Yes?
Would the Chacham then say, would Rashi then say that the Chacham would say you need to have 8 meals, 7 day meals, and then
one
on the first night?
7 day meals. Well, first of all, Cholamoid, I'm not sure that there's a chiyuv. He's saying you can't fast on Cholamoid.
But in contrasting it to Shitas Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah,
yeah.
He says there's 14.
Right.
Right. So now we can take away the nights. According to this sheet in the Yeshua, we can take away the nights. The nights, you don't have to eat the meals at night.
Right.
So I have 7 meals, then plus the first night, I would need to eat 8 meals.
Right. So you're saying, according to the second Teretz, it sounds like we're only taking away the night meals, but you still have to eat something by day so that you don't fast. I hear you. So that's the first answer. So the first answer takes care of that. The first answer, he says, no, Rashi never meant to say that you're allowed to be Mis'ana on Yom Tov. He meant that we're not Nizkoker lo mitzad chiyuv sukkah. You're not mechuyuv to eat mitzad sukkah. You can fast mitzad sukkah, but after you have to eat mitzad yom tov. You're not allowed to fast on yom tov. The nafkamina would be what Taisus and Bracha says, right? That you're not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. If for some reason you're part of eating in the sukkah, there's still a chiyev to eat outside the sukkah. You have to eat in your home. Mitzad yom tov. Mitzad yom tov. Again, it's very strange that both Rashi and Tosfos, right? They're phrasing things in very dramatic ways. They're phrasing the halacha in very dramatic ways when it's not really meduyik, right? Rashi never meant to say that you can fast on Yom Tov. He was just saying that mitzad dinei sukkah you're not mechuyev to eat a suda, but mitzad Yom Tov you would be mechuyev to eat something certainly, but maybe even mechuyev to eat pas. It's such a strange lashon of Rashi. It's a very dramatic lashon of Rashi, and it's not even true. It's a big chiddush, but the lashon of the Kli Yeshua is similar to Tosfos and Brachos. That Rashi is juggling these two chiyuvim. He's saying that you're allowed to be misana according to the Chachamim mitzad chiyuv sukkah. You're not allowed to be misana mitzad yom tov. Like the Chachamim agree, they agree to the Gemara in Brachos that you're not allowed to be misana mitzad yom tov. Of course, there's a chiyuv of suda. There certainly is a chiyuv to eat something. You're not allowed to fast. But there might even be a chiyuv to eat pas, according to the Chachamim mitzad tzidus yom tov. What the Chachamim are saying is that mitzad chiyuv sukkah, there is no chiyuv to eat pas. Okay, so far we have a machlokas 2 days in the Rishon. Tosfos and sukkah, Tosfos and brachas. Right, Tosfos and sukkah holds that the chiyuv to eat pas on yom tov is only 2 sudas, the first night of Pesach and the first night of sukkah. That's it. But aside from those 2 sudas, there is no chiyuv to eat pas mitzad sudas yom tov. Big chiddush. Tosfos and Brachos says, no, come on. Mitzad sudas yom tov avada, there's a chiyuv to eat pas on yom tov. All that the Chachamim are saying is that mitzad sukkah, there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. No chiyuv to eat pas. But there will be a chiyuv to eat a sudah of pas mitzad yom tov, nafkamina, even if you're part of eating in the sukkah because you're the Geshomim, there still is going to be a chiyuv to eat pas in there. Okay, take a look at the Ran. The Ran has a third answer, very interesting answer, something about the Shiurim. Okay, we'll talk about the Ran and Mizrach Hashem tomorrow, and then we have to start to look at this at the other section of the Chachamim, not the Chiyuv to eat. What kind of a Chiyuv exists after the first night? What do the Chachamim hold about the first night? They claim that there's a Chiyuv the first night. What kind of a Chiyuv is that? What kind of a Chiyuv is it? What's the Shir for the Chiyuv? Look at some of the Rishonim, and we'll compare those two.